This is Capital Access. I'm Paul Braun. 5 weeks separate the gubernatorial primary and runoff in the race for Louisiana governor. And this week marks the halfway point. Primary voters whittled down the field to two candidates, Republican businessman Eddie Rasponi and the incumbent, Democrat John Bel Edwards. The top three candidates met in televised debates three times ahead of the primary, and a few more times in candidate forums around the state. But that hasn't been the case in the runoff. Edwards and Rasponi will meet face-to-face in the first, and likely the only, debate before voters head to the polls November 16th. Pearson Cross is a political science professor and the associate dean of the University of Louisiana Lafayette's College of Liberal Arts. He joins me today for a preview. Pearson, thanks for speaking with me.
Thank you.
So, in the last 2 weeks, Governor Edwards appeared all by himself in two candidate forums intended to put both men on the same stage. Here he is at the press club of Baton Rouge on Monday.
We had this event both in the primary and in the runoff. The difference was all the candidates at that time showed up. I'll start off with just asking, where's Eddie?
So let's start there. Where has Eddie Rasponi been?
Well, Eddie Rasponi's been doing what he thinks he needs to do to win, and that's going to private meetings with Republican donors, to going to special events, to meeting with Vice President Pence, to getting his message out. Up to this point, his message has been very much, I'm not a regular politician, I'm a businessman, and he's kind of acting that way.
Why might he want to avoid a debate with Governor Edwards?
He wants to keep his options open. If you're in a debate and you're asked about something, what would you do with regard to education or healthcare or things like that? It gets harder and harder just to avoid being very specific. But if you get very specific, then people can pick your plans apart. So he's doing a pretty good job of staying away from any kind of specific questions and just kind of building on general themes in his campaign.
So keeping that in mind, what are some things Edwards might want to emphasize on the debate stage?
Well, on the debate stage, I think Edwards would emphasize that he expanded health care for 450,000 Louisianans. I think he would emphasize that there's a surplus in the economy. I think he would emphasize that he gave teachers $1,000 pay raise. So he's got kind of a list of accomplishments that he trots out every time he speaks.
What might we see from Rasponi?
Well, from Rasponi, I think we'll see really the opposite. He'll be saying we're being taxed too much. The $500 million surplus that we see is just evidence that we're being taxed too much. The industrial tax exemption program is a bone of contention. He thinks it's too high. He thinks the franchise tax should be repealed. He thinks that Edwards has set up a hostile climate for business investment. And I think that's what we'll see him emphasize.
So is this debate likely to have a big impact on voters, or is Rasponi's plan to minimize that influence on the race and focus on political ads going to win the day?
For those voters who watched the debate, it could have a big impact. On the other hand, many voters have already made up their minds, or they still won't pay attention. So it depends on how widely it's watched. Debates overall don't change a ton of minds unless there's really an enormous mistake. And that's one of the reasons why Rasponi would want to limit participation in debates, because he's less likely to make a mistake that way.
Well, we'll see how it all plays out on the debate stage Wednesday night. Pearson Cross, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, anytime.
For Capital Access, I'm Paul Braun.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations in Baton Rouge, and the Louisiana Book Festival, Saturday, November 2nd in downtown Baton Rouge. LouisianaBookFestival.org.